Hey, Brandon Watson here with Andrew Klinik from the application platform team, Windows Phone.
Hey, Brandon.
That basically builds all the really cool stuff, allows developers to build all those amazing apps. We're here to talk about some of the cool new stuff. We talked a little bit about it at Mix, but obviously with the big announcement today, and we're talking a lot about a lot of the consumer features, wanted to catch up, chat with you about some of the stuff that's going into Mango for developers, and then talk about kind of what the developers can learn from what we've done.
Right?
So let's, big first question. What inspired this release? Totally open-ended.
Well, this is a small question. So, you know, we really try to look at what people were trying to do. It's like, you know, clearly mobile apps are, you know, really kind of expanding what people are expecting there. But people are doing a whole bunch more with their phone. And so there's a combination of things that we clearly wanted to do in the past, but also about how can we make it easier for you to develop things? How can we make it so that you can build applications that really start to take advantage of like phone integration, integrating with the experiences which you just announced today, right? So that was really the impetus on it. It was like, how do we make it easier to develop? How do you make it so we can build applications you just couldn't do before, and do things in the background? Clearly, you know, background processing.
Well, so let's zero in a little bit, because right, you know, Joe, a month ago at Mix, we talked about live agents and how cool that is. Well, let's pick a little piece of that and just start about talk about the updates to live tiles for developers and what they can do with them, why it's so much better now, and what developers have seen in terms of engagement from their customers with the use of live tiles, which you don't have obviously on Android or iPhone.
Yeah. So, and yeah, live tiles were a big thing, and even in 7, frankly, and we had a little bit there in 7, but really wanted to go back and look at what we did and how do we make it such that user developer can do essentially everything that we can do from our apps. So we have a complete new live tiles implementation that you can build pretty much everything. Bar there's some animations that we don't make available, but that's really from a battery perspective. We want to make sure that, you know, updating your tiles is not going to take down your phone.
Sure.
So that you can really start to do that. A couple of things that really hit home with developers at Mix when we showed them is multiple tiles.
That's right.
And that allows you to essentially deep link into your application. So the one we showed at Mix was the Amazon app where could go straight
and the Qantas
to the
app.
Right, and the Qantas app too. So
I was surprised how many developers came out to me at Mix and they were so excited about this.
Yeah.
And even now on Twitter and all the emails I get, that's one of those features that we kind of knew.
Yeah,
we didn't think
it was going to be quite the hit it was, right?
People are really excited about it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of one of those things is like you build something, but then, you know, developers' creativity really goes off and builds apps that we never really expected them to do.
Well, that is, you know, obviously, we've seen a lot of things we don't expect people to do.
But in a good way.
Right? In a good way.
But being able to deep link into your app is good for developers, but also great for users.
That's right.
And I think just as users, we kind of go, well, wow, I want to be able to do that.
That's right. Well, so, it's making apps kind of be able to do many things instead of one app.
Yeah.
It's kind of doing one thing. It can do a bunch of stuff. So when you think about everything that we have now piled into this release for the application platform for developers, what was the hardest thing to do?
The hardest thing to do? Honestly, the background multitasking. Getting that is that, you know, when you think about it, it's like just multitasking, but, you know,
that's easy stuff.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, we've done that in Windows for years, but doing it in a way that doesn't basically mess up your entire battery life.
That's right.
And thinking about, you know, you don't often have to think about budgets and quotas when you're building software, but in this time I was really looking at, like, okay, what do we actually have available in the CPU? And if we move stuff around, then actually we could free up some CPU time and then start time slicing that with the background agents.
So talk about that a bit more. How did you guys really attack that problem?
Well, so we've got, luckily we've got a great development team and test team who do a whole bunch of profiling actually on the device to work out. It's like, okay, so if we're running on a typical device, and obviously typical is difficult to really determine, but looking at where we were doing everything and where the CPU slices were, and they started to realize there was actually some free time, and if we just move things around, we could actually consolidate that free time.
Oh, wow.
And enable us to start building, putting your code to actually run within that. So we adjusted some stuff on the system to make that available. And then we started looking at battery life. And there's a whole kind of performance team in Windows Phone. And, you know, their kind of default answer is no on this stuff, because they want to make sure the battery lasts forever. But really, you know, working with them to really look at what budgets and we can make available. So it's like, well, shoot, if we're actually going to be running for 15 seconds, then why is it 15 seconds? And it's like, well, looking at 15 seconds seems to be the sweet spot.
So this is how long the tasks can run.
How long the tasks can run. And we're continually adjusting that right now. But, you know, these guys have incredible tests, and, you know, they track it on a millisecond basis in terms of what, you know, exactly the impact your app is going to have on the phone.
It's funny you talk about the tests. I think one of the things that, you know, we haven't really talked a lot about, at least publicly, is kind of our testing facilities and everything that goes into making sure the phones are, and how many phones we have laid out, and the fact that you stole all of my phones last year.
That's right. That's right, yes.
But it's quite an impressive battery of tests you guys put this in. No pun intended.
Yeah, no, it is. Thank you. That's why you're marketing. there's just racks and racks of these phones, and patent pending, no doubt. But, you know, in terms of... you know, really being able to track on a day-by-day basis and mean time to failure and all that type of stuff. And, you know, the test team does an incredible job of just making sure that, and it's not just the test team and the application platform, but across the whole phone, to make sure that they really understand what's going on.
Go have a chat with Terry, see if we can get the cameras in there and let the devs look around. And
That would be a great bottom line thing, I think.
We'll see. So, you know, obviously you guys have a couple pretty smart devs, Istvan, Abalade, handful of others, but some really high-powered names on the dev team. You know, we know about some of the research that's come out of MSR into the phone, the keyboard being one, the sensor, motion sensor,
right, the motion sensor
libraries. What are the major innovations that have come into the app plat that are really, you know, the big brains have put the wood to it?
Well, I think you touched on one there with the motion sensor. We did a lot of work with research there to work out. It was like, well, you know, you're adding all these gyros and everything to the phone, but then you've got to break out the trig book. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to do that anymore. So, and so there's, you know, we did a lot of work there with research, and they've done a lot of work in you know, some really far-reaching stuff, but taking some of that and enabling it and making it simpler for you to do. But then if you start looking at, like, the just generational garbage collection, it's kind of one of those checkboxes that, you know, nobody really understands, and it's kind of just magic that goes behind the scenes. But, you know, that getting that to work well and working well on ARM, we've had generational garbage collection on PC for a while now, but, you know, they've got scads of memory, power's not a problem.
Yep.
So really being able to do that and ensure that that works well on a phone takes quite a bit of work. And even just simple things like, well, how can we reduce the memory footprint of... You know, we showed that at Mix,
how the Facebook app went. 20% or so.
Right. Yeah. Really, you know, just by getting that for free. So there's a lot of hours.
So developers get it for free, which is a point I think some people didn't quite...
Right. So just by running your app on this new release, you get these performance and memory improvements straight out of the box.
You know, it's a funny thing about the motion sensor stuff that when they first came around to talk to us about it, I said, well, I don't, you know, help me understand why is this important. You know, I just, you know, talk to me like I'm a 6-year-old. He goes, all right, you got magnetic north and true north. I said, yes. He goes, now correct for that with your motion sensors. And I said, okay. And I turned to the whiteboard. He goes, you're out of time. Like, I see. Yeah. I got it. Understood.
Yeah, totally.
So it made it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay, so last question, right? We got a lot of devs.
Yep.
Obviously, this is a dev audience. Mm-hmm. These are the phone developers, right? Some of these guys have classical training in computer science.
Yep.
Some of them are learning as they go with phone as their platform.
Yeah, totally.
All the stuff you've done on that plat, everything the engineers have put into this, what if you could give some lessons, some things that you've learned that you'd want to pass on, hey, what design decisions that you've made, anything that you'd want to share with that team, those guys out there, what would you say?
Sure, that's a great question. So I think there's two main things. First one is think about you're writing a phone app. What does it mean? You as a phone user, thinking about it, whether you're a classical dev or you're just learning, it's like, what do you value about a phone app? We value that it runs quickly, you know, it launches pretty quick, but when you run it, it's not going to decimate your device.
Yep.
So really think about battery, think about performance. So think about it from that perspective, but also think about it as like, what are you trying to do? Is it kind of a glance and go app, then tiles make sense, but think about, you know, how much data are you going to be providing? Is it async? You know, but think about, you know, how much you can cache. That's something we've really learned a lot is like, you know, performance is frankly a lot of smoke and mirrors. It's like, you know, as a developer, you think, well, when I use it and I click on it, it just shows up and like, wow, it wasn't that fast. In reality, it wasn't doing anything, but if you can get the user doing what they want to do quickly and then go off. So async programming is a big part of what you have to go do.
Yep.
And we've got some stuff that makes it a lot easier to do. The async framework.
Spent some time on it this week.
Yeah.
My brain hurts a little bit more.
Yeah. So, but thinking about that, but then, you know, thinking about the types of applications you want to be able to do and really thinking about how you're going to be able to test, not necessarily if your app works, but test it. Does it meet your kind of design experiences? Sure. So
Design experience
right.
and test.
Right. Design experience okay. and test, really. Okay. And that'll save you, it'll just save you a bunch of time later on.
There you go. Well, there you go. That's a quick look behind the curtains on some of the AppPlat stuff that we've announced, the new version of OS. I'm Brandon Watson. I don't think we actually gave your title or name or anything, so go right ahead.
Andrew Klinik.
You're now famous.
There you go. Lead program manager working with Brandon.
That's right. Thanks, guys. Okay.